This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news at the headlines first. Supreme Court verdict scraps Deputy Prime Minister Rabi Lami Chani's post of Member of Parliament. Verdict states Deputy Prime Minister Lami Chani's candidacy for Member of Parliament not eligible as he failed to fulfill legal process to reacquire Nepali citizenship again. Standing Committee of CPN Marist Center discusses party unity and presidential elections. And seven people die at a synagogue in East Jerusalem in Israel. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has issued a verdict annulling a Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lami Chani's post as a lawmaker. The constitutional bench led by Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki issued the verdict yesterday after hearing the case on Lami Chani's acquisition of Nepali citizenship and a U.S. passport. The verdict states that after abandoning his U.S. citizenship, Lami Chani was not found adhering to the legal process to acquire Nepali citizenship again. So he did not deserve to be the candidate of the Member of House of Representatives, nor could hold the lawmaker's post. The verdict includes a certiorari order scrapping all activities of making Lami Chani an election candidate, announcing his election victory and conferring him the certificate. With the verdict, a by-election is to be held in constituency number 2 of Chitwan. The Ministry of Finance has started preparations for a half-yearly review of the budget for the current fiscal year 2022-23. The ministry has formed a committee to proceed with a review. Ministry spokesperson Ananda Kafle said the team, led by the Chief of the Budget and Programme Division, is assigned to review the budget till mid-January. The committee incorporates all secretaries from the Finance Ministry and the division under secretaries, including officials from the National Planning Commission and Nepal Rashtra Bank, among others. The CPN Marist Center Standing Committee continued the discussion about the political report presented by Party Chair and Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda yesterday. Airing the views in the meeting held at the party headquarters in Paris Tada yesterday, CPN Marist Center leaders stressed on seeking national consensus in the presidential election. Party leader Devendra Podil said the leaders stressed playing roles to materialize the pledges the Prime Minister made while taking the vote of confidence in the parliament. In the meeting yesterday, reports on party unity, organization and party schooling were also presented by Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mara, Joint General Secretary Janardhan Sharma and leader Giriraj Mani Pokhrel, respectively. The process of airing views on all reports presented in the meeting had been completed yesterday. The election of the National Assembly Vice Chair has been scheduled for the 6th of February. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha announced in the meeting of the upper house of the Federal Parliament yesterday that the date for the election of the Vice Chair has been fixed for the 6th of February. The Vice Chair post had fallen vacant after the termination of the term of Vice Chair Sasikala Dahal. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Rajendra Prasad Lingden and British Ambassador to Nepal Nicola Pollitt held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister Lingden praised the UK to be one of the most reliable development partners of Nepal and thanked the UK for assistance during times of crisis. The Deputy Prime Minister also urged the British Ambassador to take initiative to solve the problems faced by the ex-British Korkha Army, expressing hope of continued assistance to Nepal. On the occasion, Ambassador Pollitt said the British government was eager to extend assistance in the consumption of Nepal's energy, which further cooperation would be built with the bodies under the Energy Ministry. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has paid tribute to those killed in the Yeti Airlines plane crash in Pokhara. Tributes were paid to all the victims of the plane crash, including journalist Trivuan Paudel and Anil Shahi, at a condolence program organized by Press Centre Nepal at its central office in Babarmahal yesterday. On the occasion, the communication minister said the present government is committed to protecting the rights and interests of journalists and the media sector. The 5.9 magnitude earthquake that struck Bajura district on Tuesday has completely displaced 42 families. Deputy Superintendent of Police Surya Bahadur Thapa said the displaced families include 12 from Himali Rural Municipality, 15 from Gaimul Rural Municipality and 15 from Badi Malika Municipality. He further said 12 affected families from Badi Malika, 4 from Himali and 14 from Gaimul are taking shelter in their relatives' house, adding that all the 5 affected families are living in tents and a family in a temple. Meantime, the district police say around 400 houses were damaged in the quake. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Bimala Rai has said Nepal's rich geographical diversity is the opportunity to resolve food crisis. At a program organized to release Global Hunger Index Report 2022 and discussion program organized by NGO Federation yesterday, Minister Rai laid emphasis on the need of utilizing the geographical and ethnic diversity of the country and unique skills in agri-production as an opportunity. The Foreign Minister further said international impact and price hike had added challenges in food distribution and supply. The entry of imported foodstuffs rather than local foods in recent period has created a problem in food security. Martyr Dharma Bhakta Mathema was remembered yesterday amid a memorial meeting organized at Seafull, where Mathema was executed by the then autocratic Rana regime. Kathmandu Metro Police Deputy Mayor Sunita Dangul offered a garland to Martyr Mathema's statue and paid a heartfelt tribute to him on the occasion. Mathema was hanged from a tree at Seafull on the 26th of January 1941 for carrying out activities against the Rana rulers. He was 31 years old when he was executed. The United States Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland is arriving in Nepal on the 29th of January in course of a 2-day visit. During her visit, Under Secretary Nuland would hold high-level political meetings and also observe some cultural heritage sites of the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. 7 people have been shot dead at a synagogue in East Jerusalem, the most killed in an attack of this kind for years. At least 3 more people were injured. The incident happened in the city's Neve Yaakov neighborhood at around 2015 local time. Police described the attacker as a terrorist and said he had been neutralized. Local media identified him as a Palestinian man from East Jerusalem. Speaking at the scene, Israeli Police Commissioner Kobi Sabtai called it one of the worst attacks that the country encountered in recent years. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency has accused Moscow of violating fundamental child protection principles by giving Russian passports to unaccompanied child refugees. Filippo Grandi added that Russia had been putting these children up for adoption by Russian families. He said the UNHCR would try to get access to those affected and try to find solutions in their best interest. However, Grandi admitted he did not know how many children were affected. A Ukrainian presidential adviser said earlier this month almost 14,000 children had been deported to Russia from occupied parts of Ukraine and accused it of kidnapping them. The Kremlin has denied the allegations, according to the BBC. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province Won and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Supreme Court verdict scraps Deputy Prime Minister Rabi Lamichani's post of Member of Parliament. Verdict states Deputy Prime Minister Lamichani's candidacy for Member of Parliament not eligible as he failed to fulfill legal process to reacquire Nepali citizenship again. Standing Committee of CPN Maoist Center discusses party unity and presidential election, and seven people die at a synagogue in East Jerusalem in Israel. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.